Proclamation number 7334 of 13th of April, 1959. Total surrender to God. Everything you hand over to me to take care of for you will be resolved to your satisfaction. How easy it would be for you in earthly life if you would approach me with all your concerns, needs and worries and ask me to take care of them for you. How gladly I comply with my children's requests and guide their thoughts so that they take the right path, but I want to be approached about it. Whoever remembers me always and at every hour will also be remembered by me, and he will truly also become aware of it because he will now calmly walk his earthly path by my hand and under my care. A child which trusts me unreservedly and expresses this trust by submitting all its concerns to me possesses my love, and a constant will to help now also gives it evidence that I love it. Your days shall begin with the call of myself that I bless you and determine all your doings, that I place the feeling into your heart what you should do or refrain from doing, which is in my will. You should simply completely hand yourselves over to me in my guidance and then always act as it approaches you of its own accord, and this will always correspond to my will because you have previously subordinated your will to mine. You can truly easily go through your earthly life if you only ever remember that I am your father and want to be called upon by you as father. A father's love always extends to his child whom he wants to make happy, whom he wants to protect and save from fear and adversity. And my love is truly even greater than the love of an earthly father. My love wants to give the child even far more, earthly and spiritual goods. He wants to make earthly life easier for the child and yet also let it find spiritual life. But the child has to make use of its father's help. It always and in everything has to entrust itself to him and never loosen the bond. For the father rejoices in the child's heartfelt love which no longer leaves him out, which does nothing without having conversed with him, which always asks him for his protection and his blessing. And even if earthly things may frighten you again and again, hand them over to me in complete trust and I will resolve them so that they lose all terror for you. I want to ensure that you will no longer hesitate for a moment to call upon me or to hand over seemingly insurmountable things to me. And you will truly not be disappointed, for I keep my promises, and I will comply with your requests and wishes with great joy if they are directed towards me in true love. When the child sincerely asks the father to take care of it, then the father will not abandon his child either, for he loves it and also wants to give it joy. But as long as the human being does not yet see the father in me, as long as I am only the distant God to him, he also lacks trust and torments himself with his worries and troubles, which I would so gladly relieve him of if he could establish the relationship of a child with the father, which is necessary in order to speak to me such that I see the child's love for the father and can now reciprocate with my love. For my love for you is unlimited. But you must open yourselves of your own free will and desire my love, and it will already make you happy on earth and one day in eternity. Amen.